Hey there, I'm Lee Wade. You just tuned into WYSO Youth Radio. We're working with high schoolers across the area to share their stories through sound. This next generation turned all the way up. We're heading back to Ponant's Career Technology Center and meeting Demaya Woodall. She has aphantasia, which means she can't visualize images in her mind's eye.
How would you feel if you couldn't visualize or imagine things?
I would kind of feel hopeless.
It would make me feel something was wrong with me.
I'd constantly be on my phone or computer and print out things so I could refer to them.
I feel like I'd be dumb.
I just feel like it would really squash my creativity.
I'd probably be a lot more productive.
I think I'd be pretty scared. If I couldn't see it anymore, it'd just be like, oh my gosh, what happened? What's going on?
Aphantasia, the inability to visualize. I never knew there was a name for it until the conversation with my friend Haley Chavez.
I was just talking about this guy. I feel like I always create such a image of him in my head. I just am very delusional and I daydream about us together. And you just basically told me that you couldn't picture these scenarios that I was picturing with the person I like.
Throughout my daily life dealing with aphantasia, it affects me during conversational storytelling or educational instances. When it comes to storytelling, that's where having aphantasia is most annoying. When telling a story, some people love to go into grave detail. They always start with something like this. I was standing in the corner next to the blue sofa with the crazy colored pillows, and outside it was starting to get dark. And then I'm just there like, can we just get to the point? But I, someone who loves writing many different things, understands that's a big part of storytelling. So I don't blame anyone for doing it. It's just details like that ultimately don't help me understand the story more. Now when it comes to school, I found myself needing written or printed explanations of things so I can actually get the idea of how to do something. Along with that, when starting projects or writing assignments, I like to have examples of how I can start creating my own things. As far as when I was a kid, I would always try to play imagination with other kids, but I could never see the world how they saw it. No dragons, princesses, far-off majestic lands, none of it. Every time I played, I got tired of it fast and went back to what I know best, which is words. Which is why I feel aphantasia was a part of the reason I fell in love with words. Words for me are how I think. I guess you could even say how I view the world. Now that I know I'm not alone in how I view the world, I can now recognize everyone views it differently. I'm not weird for something I can't control. There isn't a correct or normal way to visualize things. One thing I can say is don't let something as small as having aphantasia affect how you live. As I mentioned earlier, I'm interested in writing stories, and I'm following that dream by studying cinema and media studies in college. I didn't let my lack of visualization stop me from letting people get the chance to see my words come to life. One more thing I want to say is to look for the name of something you think makes you different. You might find why some of your experiences seem unique. When you find that thing, look at it as a gift, not a burden. Aphantasia is my gift, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Thank you, Demaya Woodall, for sharing your experience with aphantasia. And a big shout out to Joanne Cassell for making it happen. WYSO Youth Radio is made possible with the support from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council. And it's produced right here at WYSO in the Eichenberger Center for Community Voices.